ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah. We have been discussing the sixth supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam's dua for the morning and evening. We were discussing verse number 9, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam confesses the fact that everything in this universe, the higher realms and this world, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a person wakes up in the morning, he should know that everything that he sees belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing is away from his power. Everything is under his power. In fact, everything not only is under his power, it belongs to him totally. The existence that are there in the different realms of existence are under his power. Now, having understood this reality, there are some effects in a person which naturally come. That's what we are going to discuss from the verse that Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam mentions. He says, "We and all things rose in the morning whilst we belonged to you, the heaven and the earth, and what you have scattered in each, the still and the moving, the resident and the journeying, that towers up in the air and what hides under the ground," everything. So what are the advantages of having such a belief and understanding? We must understand, of course, belief comes after a person has knowledge of the same. So it is important for us to get the knowledge of divine ownership and see the effects of it in ourselves. One of the effects, as we mentioned, is God-wariness, taqwa. A person will not go towards sin if he knows that everything that he does is by Allah's power. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish the person whenever he wants. Sometimes a person gets into doing some sin and he can get into trouble in such a way that death can come at that time, because everything is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. And sometimes he can lose some of the blessings that Allah has given. Obviously, Allah has his own sunnah. Allah has his own tradition of doing the things however he wants in the best form possible. He doesn't just, you know, try to punish a person in the middle of something. No, he doesn't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his time of doing everything. So when it comes to knowing that Allah is the owner of the entire universe, when a person understands that, he will automatically, he would naturally not do sin. Not understanding it conceptually and not having conviction, that is something else. Understanding and having conviction about it would bring about this.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Rabbana. Another thing that would follow this state is the state of entrusting all your affairs to Allah. That characteristic of tawakkul will come in the person's heart. If a person understands and comprehends that everything belongs to Allah, he would entrust all his affairs on Allah, because he knows that absolute power is Allah's, absolute knowledge is Allah's. So who can I entrust my affairs except Him? So he would never say that, you know, I will entrust my affairs to this person or that person. Yes, apparently, Sometimes when you choose a lawyer, when you choose somebody to take care of your things, you apparently give him your things and so on and say, take care. But in reality, you must have this in your heart, that although apparently I am giving it to somebody to take care of my effects and to take care of my property, but it is Allah eventually who should take care of my property, because everything belongs to Him and all power and knowledge is His. So this is the second effect that a person would get because of having the knowledge that Allah is the owner of everything in this world, in this world and also in the hereafter, the whole universe, as a matter of fact. The third thing that a person would come to realize or would come to have because of this knowledge of ownership is thankfulness. When he realizes that everything belongs to Allah and it is from Him. So if I have knowledge, it is from Allah. If I have power, it is from Allah. If I have wealth, it is from Allah. If I have love, it is from Allah. Every perfect attribute that I have or that anybody has is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that would make him thank Allah and not try to thank another person just like that. Obviously, Allah has made a sunnah that whenever you want to thank me, whenever a person does good, you know that actually, eventually, I have done the good. But also thank him. Man lam yashkur al makhluq, lam yashkur al khaliq. So this is a principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown, that even that intermediary through whom you get the grace, apparently, you must even thank that person, who is also a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the third important effect, that is thankfulness, when a person knows that Allah owns the heavens and the earth and whatever is in them. The fourth advantage and effect is seeking protection only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person knows the reality that everything belongs to Allah and all power belongs to Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. There is no state or no position except by Allah's power. There is no strength, no state except by Allah's power. He will obviously seek protection of Allah, and he will not seek protection of his money. You see, the very beautiful anecdote that we get is of Prophet Nuh's son, who starts seeking protection of a certain mountain. The father says that you come with me, we will board the ship and we will be saved, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order is this. And he says, no, I will go to a rukn and shadid, I will go to a place which will save me, a strong mountain, not realizing that even this strong mountain is in Allah's hands, and it is His order that you should go and board the ship. So this is also one of the most important effects, that when you seek protection, you will seek protection of Allah's. Allah will protect you, no one else. Inshallah, we'll continue with this discussion in our next episode. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد